Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for April 12, 2010. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be made by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Gentlemen, why don't you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time as a Commissioner's Court, asking that you provide your divine wisdom in us. Restore the wisdom in all of the leaders in this county to help us do the right thing, help the people of this county, and of course, to make Jefferson County a better place to live. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away fighting wars. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you join me in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I do not assume that this august group is gathered here today are here to hear about our purchasing items. So what I would like to do, if it pleases the court, is move directly to item E under County Commissioners. That item reads, consider approving a resolution to change the name of the Southeast Texas Regional Airport to Jack Brooks Regional Airport and directing the airport manager to obtain necessary approvals from the FAA and or other regulatory authorities. Is there a motion on this item? A motion and a second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. If you will recall, 2 weeks ago, in court, there was another great crowd of people. Many of you are the same, who were urging the court to take this action that we have taken today. And personally, I am pleased to do that. I will ask Mr. Hubert Oxford if he would like to say anything on behalf of this occasion.
Thank you, Your Honor. On behalf of Jack Brooks and his family, thank you. Don Dodd wrote in the Examiner this week, you honor Jack Brooks because he honored us with his years of service to our community. His services generated tangible benefits impacting the lives of all citizens, no matter their political party or their station in life. Jack Brooks was our man in Washington. Jack Brooks is a hero of the greatest generation. On Jack's behalf, thank you very much. You've done a good thing today, and I'd ask that all his supporters join in giving you a big hand.
I see another special person in the audience, a longtime friend of mine. I don't think he will, but I'll ask if he has anything he wants to say. Mr. Bill Lytle. Bill, if I put you on the spot, I am glad. All right. I know most of you probably do not want to remain for the rest of this agenda, and we want you to feel free to leave at this time if you like.
Judge, I want, before we close out, I would love to have Congressman grandkids to come up to the front.
Commissioner, while they're up here, I'm going to ask Commissioner Domain to read the resolution, if you will.
Whereas many interested citizens are seeking to rename the Jefferson County Southeast Texas Regional Airport to be the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and whereas Jack Brooks represented Southeast Texas and Jefferson County for almost 50 years in the state legislature and the Congress of the United States, and whereas as a veteran of Congress for over 42 years, Jack Brooks worked to pass a significant amount of legislation for the improvement of Jefferson County, including obtaining funding for the Port Arthur Hurricane Protection Levy, which ultimately protected much of Jefferson County from the ravages of Hurricane Ike. Whereas over 50 years ago, Jack Brooks sponsored the legislation that funded construction of Steinhagen Dam, Rayburn Dam, and the Neches River Saltwater Barrier, which has supplied and will continue to supply a reliable water source for the citizens of Jefferson County and industry, and will allow wildlife to flourish another 50 to 60 years. And whereas Jack Brooks also obtained funding for various water and sewer systems throughout Jefferson County that now supply potable water to the rural and smaller areas of the county. And whereas Jack Brooks, during his tenure in the state legislature, did create Lamar University as a four-year institution, which university is now a centerpiece of Southeast Texas. And whereas Jack Brooks fought diligently and obtained funding for the Taylor's Bayou Project, which has greatly improved drainage for areas of West Beaumont and Jefferson County, whereas Jack Brooks passed legislation that guaranteed flood insurance for our homeowners and small business owners, whereas Jack Brooks sponsored legislation that deepened the Sabine Neches Navigation Channel to 40 feet, which has enabled our industry to grow for the past 50 years, whereas Jack Brooks, in working with other members of Congress of both parties, obtained for Jefferson County the largest federal prison in existence, which is now a major employer in our community. And whereas during his time in Washington, Congressman Brooks earned national recognition by sponsoring and passing major legislation that has saved millions of dollars by improving government efficiency and eliminating waste. Whereas Jack Brooks diligently and unfalteringly in authorizing and sponsoring all of the civil rights legislation passed in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, including but not limited to the Voting Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, the American Disabilities Act of 1990, and the Civil Rights from 1991, and whereas Jack Brooks, being a member of the greatest generation, served with honor in the United States Marine Corps, retiring as a colonel and was a combat veteran in three of the bloodiest battles of the Pacific War, Guadalcanal, Guam, and the Japanese home island of Okinawa, and whereas Jack Brooks has been a faithful servant to his constituents and has touched the lives of many residents of Jefferson County by serving as their advocate to successfully resolve many problems they have encountered with the federal government, thereby earning him the nickname as One Call Brooks, or SOB, means Sweet Old Brooks, and whereas Jack Brooks worked constantly to aid our airport by assisting the county to obtain Federal Aviation Administration funding for improvements to the airport, therefore, now it be resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that the Southeast Regional Airport, the Jefferson County Airport, be renamed the Jack Brooks Regional Airport and be forever called the Jack Brooks Regional Airport.
Thank you, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you may vacate the premises. Where? I'm sorry, I did not recognize Mayor Ames. Get out in the back. We're glad to have you. Oh, yes.
Judge Hartfield,
will you approach the bench?
How soon they forget.
Boy, I've been wanting to do that to a federal judge. Don't show me. We'll go doodle sock. See you, buddy. Well, that was good, I thought. I was so sorry, Commissioner, I didn't know you were going to do that. Yeah. I'm glad you called. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll now take up the items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB for surveillance cameras for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item B, approve specifications for IFB for a term contract for food service for Jefferson County County Correctional Facility. Approve specifications for IFB for a term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County. Item B, approve renewal of IFB, a term contract for microfilm supplies with Division One. You may want to change that on your agenda. For a period of from April 16, 2010 through April 15, 2011. Item E, approve renewal of IFB term contract with microfilm supplies with HOV Hub Service Liaison for a period of from April 16, 2010 to April 15, 2011. Item F, execute, receive, and file this term contract with HOV. Item G, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline Construction for repairs of the Walter Humphrey State Park restrooms in the amount of $58,600.86. Damage is due to Hurricane Ike. This is in accordance with interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item H, receive and file job order contract with Centerline Construction for this $58,686 contract. Item I, consider and approve a job order contract with Centerline to repair the Walter Humphrey Park maintenance building, the amount of $137,926.54 due to Hurricane Ike damage. In accordance with an interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item J, receive and file job order contract with Centerline for repairs to J. So receive and file the job order contract with Centerline regarding that building maintenance at Walter Humphrey Park. Item K, consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by the local government code for items that can be obtained from only one source due to captive replacement parts or components or equipment to remove and install a remanufactured transmission and oil of a front-end loader for Road and Bridge Precinct Number 4. Is that Waukesha?
Waukesha
Pierce Industries.
Judge, I don't think we got J into the record, did we? Did you get J into the record? Okay.
Item what? I think so.
Division One is the name of the company.
Oh, yeah, Division One. No, ma'am.
Judge, I make a motion that we approve all items listed under purchasing and with changed item D to Division One rather than Anacom.
Have a motion and a second for discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly encourage, and we do, all citizens of Jefferson County to participate in the 2010 census. Still ongoing, and it's very vital to our community. Item B, receive and file County Library Annual Report for the Texas State Library and Archives Commission. Annual report is necessary in order to renew membership in the Texas State Library System for the year 2011. Item C, receive and file notice of cancellation on surety bond for Miriam K. Johnson. Item D, consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing April the 10th, April 2010 as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, and at the appropriate time when we have read the proclamation, I'm going to call on Ms. Cheryl Williams, I think is here to speak. And we've covered item E. Item F and G have been requested tabled. Item H, consider naming Don Rayo as the authorized Jefferson County representative to execute demolition certificates on properties demolished under the Hazard Mitigation Grant Buyout Program. Is there a motion on the...
Judge, I'll move we approve item A, B, C, D, and H.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Ms. Williams? In other words, she dumped it on you, huh?
No,
come on, we're glad to have you. Who has it? Yes, sir. Commissioner Senegal will read it.
Okay. Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Whereas sexual assault is a pervasive problem in our state, affecting approximately 13% of Texans, and all citizens have a responsibility to work toward ending this epidemic. And whereas this year's Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month theme, leading the change, advocacy in action, is a reminder of the connection between sexual violence and other forms of oppression. In order to create a Texas free from sexual violence, we must work against all types of violence and injustice, for they are linked together. Whereas, rather than focusing only on serving survivors of sexual assault, it is vital that we band together with other social movements to work against the norms, policies, behaviors, and attitudes that allow cultural violence to flourish in Texas. And whereas many Texans offer their time and energy to work towards ending sexual assault in our state, volunteers and staff of rape crisis centers across Texas engage in educational outreach and prevention work, in addition to providing services to survivors through 24-hour hotlines, counseling, and advocacy. Whereas the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault, TAASA, and Rape Crisis Center across Texas work each April to increase knowledge about sexual assault and to spread the message of the importance of prevention. And whereas, in order for a true change to occur and to prevent sexual assault from being perpetuated, all citizens of Texas must take the initiative to get educated, get involved, and work for social justice. Doing so will increase the safety and well-being of our entire state. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim April 10th as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month in Jefferson County, and we urge the appropriate recognition thereof.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Your name is Ms. Pratita?
That's right. I am Cindy, and I'd like the people who are here with us representing for this. Yeah, Debbie, stand up. Okay, thank you, Coach, for reading that. I appreciate it. It was long. I do send regrets from my boss, Ms. Cheryl Williams, who's actually been invited to speak at the Texas Parole Association, but as many of y'all know, I'm more than happy to get up and honored to speak for y'all. This is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Although we do raise awareness 365 days a year, this is our chance to get up in front of you and thank you for your support, but also let you know what we're doing. It's not about just prevention or awareness. It's also letting you know the resources that are available. And our resources are only good if they're utilized, so we urge you to call our number. We do run a 24-hour crisis hotline. We also do medical accompaniments on sexual assaults. We do support groups. We see clients in our office. Our job is to work to make sure the victim gets through, the survivor of sexual assault gets through the criminal justice system. We also have a sexual assault response team. I've given y'all Megan has given you a packet of information. I've given you all of our agendas for our sexual assault response team for the last year to let you know what we're working on in the community to make sure that a victim gets through the criminal justice system or gets the services they need without being lost in our political issues as far as our agencies are involved, but also the services they need. After Hurricane Ike, we actually created a sexual violence prevention and disaster task force. We're working on addressing the risk factors before, during, and after. We know that there is no physical recovery, without the mental part involved. We knew that when FEMA numbers or Red Cross or Salvation Army numbers were come, there was no domestic violence hotline, there was no suicide. And we do know our residents were suffering emotional issues. We had children that were trafficked for housing issues and also during to get extra services. We had people who were assaulted and had young children that were having to live in unsafe homes because it was the only place they had. So we're working on jurisdiction issues. We're also working on making shelters safe. We are working on location of sex offenders during that time. We want to make sure the next time that we do have to leave or there's any disaster, that your residents are actually going through safe. Again, on the legislative issues also. We have created a card that will be distributed when there is an evacuation. It will also be distributed in the shelters up north. We're working with Walter Diggles and DETCOG to make sure that when our residents go north that they have these cards. Monitor your children at all times, be aware of your surroundings, and these are the numbers that your residents can call at any time for the services that they provide. We thank you again for your support, but just so you know, we're still in the schools trying to hold those bullies accountable. For every bully we hold accountable in school, we've saved a life. 60% of bullies end up in jail. It is not okay. It is violent behavior. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cindy, I want to say something. About 10 years ago, how long has it been? About 12, 10? Okay, my mind slipped.
Yeah, we're just teenagers.
The first time we met was in Lincoln's Bumblebee Gym. And you've been on the front line for this type of crime and other crimes. I want to say thank you. Then we met again on Barber Jacket Park, I think it was called, where your mascara had, you got wet. Yeah, I wasn't brave enough to get wet. And I appreciate, you know, I saw the sincerity the first time. It's so ironic. That was 92. That I'm sitting here and you're still fighting. So I appreciate everything all y'all do. And I always told you wherever you can call on me, call on me. Thank you.
But remember, our agency.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you very much. Or any resolution we've missed?
Yes.
We take one here.
Okay.
But it's not the sheriff.
Sir?
It's at the sheriff.
It's under the sheriff department.
Oh, okay, under the sheriff's department?
Yes, sir. Not this section.
Oh, yeah, okay. Be odd, I've been off.
Oh, I know, you took a vacation on.
Okay, we'll move to county auditor.
Yes, sir.
Item A, consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct Four, the amount of $6,100. Item B, consider and approve a budget transfer for Justice Court Six for $1,000. Item C, consider a budget transfer for Constable Precinct Seven, replacement of a camcorder for $270. Item D, consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with the City of Beaumont, City of West Orange, Vidor Independent School District for funding of the 2007 Supplemental Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is the fiduciary agent for distribution of funds on this grant. Item E is the payment of regular county bills. That would be check number 337674 through check number 337935. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it is unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, execute and release of pledge collateral for Wells Fargo Bank for the funds of Jefferson County. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering Department, item A, execute, receive, and receive and file a pipeline permit to Sampson Lone Star LLC for the distribution of salt water, natural gas, and other products crossing 740 feet of Old Sour Lake Road and Moore Road. Projects located in Project One, Precinct One. So, item B, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit number 05-P-10 to Sampson Lone Star LLC for distribution of salt, water, natural gas, and other products along approximately 450 feet north of Old Sour Lake Road and Moore Road. That project in Precinct One. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Have a motion?
Second.
Second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Risk Management, item A, consider and possibly approve renewal of employee assistance program with Interface EAP at the flat rate cost of $1.65 per employee per month.
Move for approval.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
All in, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and approve the proclamation proclaiming the week of April 11th through April 17th as National Public Safety Telecommunication Week in Jefferson County. We urge all citizens to join the sheriff's office in making the community aware of the many fine employees within the sheriff's office who work tirelessly each day to provide protection and support to the Jefferson County citizens. Sheriff Wood, do you have something?
Please, the court.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you guys recognizing our telecommunicators. I like to call them our 911 operators. I've got two of them here with me today, Norma Club and Karen Vietar. Stand up, ladies.
All right.
These are two of our 911 operators. You well know here in Jefferson County, they not only serve the needs for the sheriff's office, but our constables, our JPs that are radio equipped, and also they take the 911 emergency calls for our EMS requirements and our fire service out in the county. And as I've said many times before, those law enforcement officers that are out there, we rely on them as our kind of our safety net and to look over us and protect us. And we couldn't do our jobs efficiently without them. But not only what they do for us, but what they do for the citizens of this county by receiving those emergency calls and getting those personnel and equipment to respond to those in a timely manner. So, and they're on 24/7, so we like to recognize them whenever we can, and I thank the court for doing that for us today.
Do you realize that Norma is my mother-in-law? Well, she's my son's mother.
I was going to kind of scold her because today she made me aware today that she only had like 50 days left. She's keeping a calendar, so... You know, my, and I could save this for a later time, but Norma is, as you well know, been doing this 911 service longer than I've been the sheriff. But the picture that sticks in my mind is during Hurricane Rita when we were without power and air conditioning, and as hot as it was after that storm, I pulled up behind this courthouse one day. And Norma was asleep on a cot after being up all night long in the shade back there. And that's just an example of the kind of work they do for us at times of need in this county. But she's happily counting down the days where she can go spend a lot of time on her tractor with an air-conditioned cab and front-end loader, I might add.
Thank y'all very much.
Judge.
Commissioner Alford.
National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week. Whereas the mission of the Sheriff Office is to provide quality of service and protect the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and integrity. Whereas the professionalism public safety telecommunicators is the vital link between the Sheriff Office and the citizens and our victims. And whereas each telecommunicator has established compassion, understanding, and professionalism during the performance of his/her job, and his/her job in the past years. And whereas the safety of our deputies and fire departments and firefighters, depends on the quality of accuracy of information obtained from the citizens who telephone the Jefferson County Sheriff Office Communicators Division. Now, therefore, be it resolved at a Commissioner's Court meeting in Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the week of April 11th through April 17th, 2010, as National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week in Jefferson County, and urge all citizens to join in with the Sheriff Office in making the community aware of our fine employees within the Sheriff Office who work tirelessly each day in providing protection and support Jefferson County citizens. On this date, signed by Judge Ron Walker, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mark Domain, Commissioner Precinct 3, Michael Senegal, Commissioner Precinct 4, Edward Boy Alfred. And I would say, to close out with that, some don't know how important your job is, but it's like it's stated, the vital link between those officers, fire department, and anybody emergency, it depends on your communications, and you save a lot of lives, and it is not enough acknowledgement and recognition given to the individual sheriff that do that type of work, and I want to make sure we said that today in this court.
Thank y'all so much. District Attorney's Office. Did we?
I move for approval.
Motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Item A, announcement of an executive closed session to receive advice from and discuss pending litigation as authorized by the government code relating to Hurricane Ike damage. Item B, by addendum, consider and possibly approve a resolution approving a grant application by the District Attorney's Office to the Office of Governor Criminal Justice Division for the Family Violence Crime Against Women Unit. This grant is for funding for September 1, 2010 through August 31, 2011.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, have a motion and a second on item B. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes the agenda, and we're going to recess into executive session.